This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore,
featuring original stories and ideas of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Jennifer Savage, a writer who moved from South Carolina to Montana 15 years ago for what was to be a one-year job. She has never left.
She ponders how two people create a home, merging with each other and with the land. She writes,
"An old friend recently told me, 'I suppose you're as much Western as you are Southern, since you've lived so long in Montana.' There was a time when she and I lived around the corner from each other, in a town neither of us was from, in a place where it rained steadily and the firs grew tall. I wonder if, for her, the West is preserved in a marinade of mid-20s angst, 2 a.m. whiskey, and the faint scent of the real life that waited for her in her beloved Baltimore. For me, the West is home, and has been, since the day my Western-born husband and I stepped into the pasture of a farm on 5 acres just north of Missoula. I have an image of Seth pulling wire and sinking post at arm's length while our baby girl slept in a sling on his chest. Looking at him, I knew I'd found everything I came west to find. A few weeks ago, in our pasture, I walked a line of fence freshly righted by our neighbor. With one hand on a well-sunk post, I ran my finger along a tightly strung strand of wire, stopping on a metal-sharp barb. My friend was right, I thought, at least close to right, because place can be complicated. Sometimes I think I will never be as much anything as I am Southern, no matter how many times I breathe in a cottonwood spring. I dream in drawn-out vowels and dropped ings. And yet, I choose to live where the July night air is thin and crisp, where a sturdy fence is still a compliment. I can't help but think we've created our own territory, Seth and me. A new geography with a postcard view of the Mission Mountains in the distance and a pot of collards on the stove. And it's in this place, in the quiet of the night, belly to back, that we live together."
Jennifer Savage pairs her reflection with a poem by Sharon Olds, who won the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry in 2013.
Like Savage, Olds depicts two people uniting to create a personal landscape.
Topography. After we flew across the country, we got in bed, laid our bodies delicately together, like maps laid face to face, east to west, my San Francisco against your New York, your Fire Island against my Sonoma, my New Orleans deep in your Texas, your Idaho bright on my Great Lakes, my Kansas burning against your Kansas burning against my Kansas, your Eastern Standard Time pressing into my Pacific Time, my Mountain Time beating against your Central Time, your sun rising swiftly from the right, my sun rising swiftly from the left, your moon rising slowly from the left, my moon rising slowly from the right, until all four bodies of the sky burn above us, sealing us together. All our cities, twin cities, all our states united, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all."
A poem by Sharon Olds.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Ostein, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Radius Gallery, a contemporary fine arts gallery in Missoula, Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.